Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Okay, so this one properly surprised me. A developer spent the last month running an AI code reviewer on their production repository, not as an experiment tucked away in a side project, on actual pull requests, real code, real bugs, real consequences. And here's what they found. Week one, the system generated 230 comments across 14 pull requests. Sounds impressive. Except only 41 of those comments actually mattered. The rest? Noise, nitpicks about formatting. Suggestions that directly contradicted the team's conventions. That's a 93% false positive rate. By week four, after retuning the prompts and restricting what the model could comment on, that number dropped to just 4%, 4%. The model they used was a 7 billion parameter quantized model running locally on their office GPU. No cloud, no API costs. And now it saves them 6 hours a week. But here's the bit that really shifted things. They stopped calling it a code reviewer. They renamed it a static analysis assistant. Humans still sign off on everything touching authentication or financial systems, no exceptions. Because here's what almost happened during week two. The AI flagged a pull request as low risk, high confidence, all green. The developer glanced at it, trusted the assessment, and nearly merged it. Then someone on the team did a proper review and caught it. A security vulnerability that would have exposed user data. That moment changed how they think about these tools. The AI is useful. Genuinely useful, but only when you treat it as a filter, not a replacement. Think about that for a second. A junior developer who does not need supervision will fail you just as fast as an AI that has been given too much freedom. The difference is you would never let a junior approve production code without oversight. Why would you let an AI? What this team did next is the interesting part. They started feeding the model their merged pull requests every Friday, stripped out all the comments the team flagged as invalid during the week, kept the context window fresh. Over time, the suggestions aligned better with their actual codebase conventions. That is not magic, that is maintenance. It is the same rigor you would apply to any critical system. And the payoff? Measurable. They tracked false positive rates, audited every high confidence decision that turned out wrong. Most teams will not bother with that level of oversight. The ones that do will have a real productivity gain instead of the illusion of one. Worth thinking about for your own setup, right? Completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me because this one is wild. Chemists are designing molecules by describing them to AI. There is a new tool called Synthogy. And what it does is let chemists guide molecular synthesis using natural language. You describe what you want. The AI evaluates which chemical pathways make sense and explains why. The reason this matters is because traditional computational chemistry tools just compute. They run simulations, they give you numbers, but they do not reason through possibilities. This system does. You can ask it, what if we substituted this functional group, or how would this react under acidic conditions? And it walks you through the implications. It is not just spitting out answers, it is teaching you the chemistry as it goes. Now, I know what you're thinking, how reliable is this? Because chemistry is not software. You cannot just roll back a failed reaction. And the team behind Synthogy knows that. The system flags confidence levels. It highlights when it is making assumptions. It shows you alternative pathways if the first one looks risky. What I keep coming back to is this. We have spent decades building tools that make chemists faster at doing calculations, but this is the first time I have seen a tool that makes them faster at thinking through problems. That is a different thing entirely. If you are in any field where expertise is the bottleneck, not computation, not data, but the actual thinking time, this pattern is worth watching. Right. Let me pull back to the bigger picture for a second. There is a new roadmap out for AI and machine learning in smart manufacturing. It landed this week, and it is not a puff piece. It is a proper technical assessment of where industrial AI actually is and what is still broken. Three areas stood out to me. First, supply chain optimization. The systems exist, they work. But most manufacturers are still running them in parallel with their old processes because they do not trust the AI enough to let it make decisions unsupervised. Sound familiar? Second, robotics. The hardware is ready, the software is ready, what is not ready? The integration with legacy systems. Factories that have been running the same equipment for 20 years cannot just drop in a robot arm and expect it to work. The data formats do not match, the communication protocols do not line up. It is a plumbing problem, not a technology problem. Third, and this is the one that made me pause, trustworthy deployment. Most AI models in manufacturing are trained on clean, curated datasets, but factories generate messy, inconsistent data. Sensors fail. Humans enter things wrong. And when the model encounters something it has not seen before, it either halts or it guesses. Neither option is acceptable in a production environment. The roadmap does not sugarcoat any of this. It names the barriers. It maps the gaps. And honestly, that is more useful than 10 white papers promising the future of Industry 4.0, because what manufacturers need right now is not vision. It is a checklist. Okay, so this next one is going to sound niche at first, but it matters if you are building anything with quantum computing. There is a new Python library called QBalance. What it does is formalize the process of selecting between quantum compilation strategies, noise suppression techniques, and error mitigation methods. Now, if you are not working in quantum, that probably sounds like gibberish. Let me translate. Right now, when you run a quantum algorithm, you have to make a bunch of decisions about how to compile it for the specific hardware you are using. Do you prioritize circuit depth, gate fidelity, noise resilience? Every choice trades off against something else. And until now, that process has been ad hoc. Researchers try a few things, pick what works, move on. QBalance turns that into a reproducible, measurable workflow. You define your constraints. The library evaluates the options. You get a decision tree you can audit. Why does this matter outside quantum research? Because this is exactly the same problem every new technology faces when it moves from research to production. At some point, you need to stop experimenting and start systematizing. You need to document what works, why it works, and when it breaks. Quantum is hitting that phase now, and tools like QBalance are the unsexy infrastructure that makes the next 10 years possible, worth keeping an eye on. Let me lighten things up a bit. Prisma just launched something called Create Prisma. One command, full application scaffold, database setup, seed data, optional Postgres integration, all done. If you have ever spent 3 hours wrestling with database migrations and ORM configuration before you could write your first line of actual application logic, you know why this matters. The thing that stood out to me is that they did not just speed up the setup, they reduced the decision fatigue. You are not staring at 15 different configuration options wondering which one you need. The CLI asks you two questions, framework and database, done. And for teams onboarding junior developers, this is huge. You can have someone contributing on day one instead of day three. Now, does this solve a hard problem? No. Does it remove friction from a thing that happens constantly? Yes. And honestly, that is just as valuable. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. Every story today is about the same thing. Tools that work, but only when you treat them as tools, not magic. The AI code reviewer saves 6 hours a week, but only after 4 weeks of tuning, auditing, and restricting its scope. The molecular design system teaches chemistry, but it flags when it is guessing and shows you alternatives. The manufacturing roadmap names the gaps instead of promising the future. QBalance turns ad hoc decisions into reproducible workflows, and Create Prisma removes friction from the boring stuff so you can focus on the work that matters. None of these tools replace expertise, they amplify it. And the teams that understand that difference are the ones building things that last. Something to think about on the commute home. That's your Luma Digest. Thanks for listening.